Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody, it's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today I'm excited to be here with Judith Virag. She is the owner of Clean IQ and Clean Club Calgary. I said it. Good.
Good job.
And her website is cleanclubcalgary.com. So welcome to the show, Judith.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So I usually like to kick things off by asking guests to share an interesting fact about themselves that people may or may not know, but just very interesting. But in your case, I'd love to learn and have you share, if you're open to it, a bit about your journey as a former refugee and how that experience shaped who you are today.
Oh, absolutely. So I immigrated to Canada with my parents, and we left Hungary. Hungary at the time was a communist country. And, you know, when I say that, people get really like, ooh, communist. But, you know, I was 15. And as a kid, it was wonderful. It was organized. We always had things to do. So I didn't understand a whole lot, but my parents did. And my parents wanted a better life. And at the time, the procedure was that we would go to a refugee camp. So we were in a refugee camp for almost 3 years in Italy, of all places. So it wasn't so bad. But, you know, like we were in a refugee camp. So we were in that transition time. And what I learned there is how important and valuable family is. And, you know, some families make it. Some families break, and we really made it. So it really, we were always a strong unit with my mom and dad, but this one even made us stronger. And then when I came to Canada, I was almost 18 years old. So I couldn't go to school in the refugee camp. So I had to start grade 10 at almost age 18. I was very lucky that I could go to a regular high school. So I learned English. I didn't have to go to like an adult high school. Wow. And fun fact, I'm the very first one in my family who actually got a high school education. So we were very privileged to land in Canada and be welcomed by Canada and be able to make a home in Canada.
Ah, well, that's a beautiful story. I mean, I'm sure it sounds a lot more beautiful than maybe it would, but I mean, it really shows how you and your family were able to take some lemonade and turn it into lemons and make the best of an impossible situation. And it's a very unique fact that a lot of people don't experience.
I agree. And humor is key. My mom and dad have great sense of humor.
Oh, well.
And yeah, and we have laughed a lot and cried a lot, you know, like it's just one of those things. But I think having a positive outlook on life and just really wanting the best for ourselves as a family, it really helped us along the journey.
Awesome. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Let's talk a little bit about what you do.
So we do residential and commercial cleaning, and kicker, we don't only clean, we teach how to clean. So we have opened our training center in January, and we invite anybody, you know, who's in the business, wants to be in the business, wants to learn about cleaning. We have a whole variety of programs, and It's great because this is what we do. So we also learn every day, right? Because I like to say when I hire a new team member, it's, cleaning is not brain surgery, but it's so close because you gotta know so many things, right? So educating in this arena is really important because it's an important field, and it's not something that AI at this time or robotics can really take over.
No, and I love everything about it. Number one, I'm OCD. Number two, I'm like crazy about cleaning. And number three, I'm pretty passionate about education. So you're kind of like hitting on a lot of cylinders of what makes me tick. But tell us what inspired you to kind of start this type of business. Like, I know I feel good when my house is clean, and I know that I know how to do it for myself. But like, how did you get into the journey of becoming a CEO of this type of company?
So entrepreneurship was actually very prevalent in my family. Even though we were living in a communist country, my grandfather, my parents, they had their own businesses. So I always grew up with that entrepreneurial spirit. I was an executive assistant, and somehow I always gravitated toward leadership. And it was ingrained in me. And when I started my business, actually, I never really thought about building a business. I honestly was just burnt out. And, being in a refugee camp and being new to Canada, cleaning was always a job that I knew I could do. I didn't need to speak English. I didn't need to, I could communicate, hands and knees and whatever, Yeah, exactly. Like, toilet plunger, toilet paper. It's something that I was always comfortable doing, and I actually enjoy the physical aspect because when you're an executive assistant, your desk piles, 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 and then you're always coming to work where your job was not finished. Where cleaning is completely the opposite, your job is always finished,
Yeah, you
right?
got this sense of
So
completion, this like
ex
accomplishment. And if you're a CEO, you're typically a type A. Nothing we love more than that sense of accomplishment.
It's
Yep,
done.
done.
Exactly. We were talking about this with my office admin yesterday, how our personality is like we like that, that check mark. And that provides us that, good feeling.
I actually have a Google Calendar and I print it out. I'm gonna grab it here. And like one of my favorite things to do, I don't know if you can see it. I like to scratch out my Google Calendar. So it's like I scratch calendar. And it's just I don't
that.
need to, like, it's like I get it, I did it, but it's like there's something gratifying about like the black marker across the checkbox for me.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. So I just really started with two clients. I was burnt out. So that's why I left corporate. And I really started with two clients. And because I was an executive assistant and I worked for very big corporations, my network was quite large of people that, could afford cleaning. And as soon as they found out that I was doing cleaning, they're like, oh, I trust you to come to my house. And that's how I built my clientele. And then within a year, I had to hire because I couldn't do it all by myself. And of course, I made the classic mistakes of hiring family and friends, and there's a whole lot of things. And I had to do a shift. So that shift for me was, it's still a work in progress, I have to be honest.
Well, and that's why we're here. This, a lot of people don't realize it, but the shift spotlight is all about the shifts that we make as CEOs and business leaders and shifts that we need to make along the way in business, but also in your own personal life too. So, look. We know running a business is hard. We know you're going to mess up. That's just part of being a CEO or an entrepreneur or a business owner. What's something that you did right? We're going to talk about your mistakes, but what's something that you did well?
I think things that I'm doing well is because I had this extensive corporate background, I was always very big on documentation. And I was really big on building processes and systems, you know, because I literally grew up in corporate, and in corporate we have that. That is provided to you. This is how you do this task. Bam, 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 right? So I think it was really important, hence why I do trained cleaning as well, because I have the systems and processes built in to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's one, you know, I mean, they say the two deal killers in business are people and process. So, you know, let's talk about the people side. You've nailed the process. You've got that down. How many employees do you have?
We have about 22 employees right now,
Okay.
and
Well, that's healthy.
and we also have a good front office, because that's what cleaning companies struggle with, is how to do customer service, how to do supervision of the team. So we have a good front staff as well.
So managing the schedules and all of that, right? So
Yes.
you've got this front staff. You've also got like front of the house, back of the house. We can use restaurant terms.
Yes.
What strategies are you using to build like strong and effective teams for those two to kind of communicate and not make any huge mistakes?
So what's important for us right now is we of course have a compensation package, because it's very important in my environment, because I'm dealing with laborers, and then also an employee value proposition. So I wanted to add, like, what is important to them, you know, like, what is going to be, how we're gonna they're gonna be treated, how to approach difficult things, conversations, customers, and things like that. It's really, really important for them.
How have you seen your business transform just from that one little tip? Because I'm sure you didn't start out thinking about them. You're thinking about me, right? Like, how do I get this? How do I get more business? How do I this? But I think as business owners, if you're halfway awake or paying attention at any capacity, you quickly learn that as much as you want the business to be about you, you're never going to get what you want until you give them what they need. So to walk us through that a little bit.
Actually, I always had them in mind. So that was a little bit my downfall, because I was very attentive to the needs of my team. And I had to find a balance there. I had to find a balance of being sometimes not such a nice Judith, because that's what the business required. So halfway through, so I started the business in 2000. And sorry, 2010, and around 2016 and 17 is that when that shift started to happen. And I hired a business coach who helped me through, we worked together for 7 years, who helped me through this transition of becoming a better business owner by not, you know, catering to my team's every need and every ache and every, you know, like more like, okay, this is a business. We're running a business. So that's how we need to treat it, and that's how we need to behave.
And I agree because there is a fine line because it's who you, I would think, in your industry. And, you know, my background's in real estate, so I'm all about this industry. But it's like it's probably not that easy to just quickly replace people when they kind of phase out. So like you're doing everything you can to try to keep them because we all know replacement is more costly than keeping who you have currently. And we kind of look maybe a blind eye to things that, you know, maybe other business owners wouldn't. So how do you drive accountability to get what you want while also not crossing that line of, you know, boundaries are good, but at the same time, too, this is not the easiest job to replace.
So, you know, for people, I don't have kids. I just have a husband. But like our conversations sometimes, Sometimes we can get mad at each other. Sometimes, things don't go our way. And then a lot of times we just discuss, like, maybe this is how I want it done. This is, but you don't ever like fire your husband. So I feel like,
If you're doing, if you can.
yeah, exactly. So I feel like a lot of times this is how you're dealing with your team member as well. Because, like, for example, they can get a bad feedback because maybe they missed something. But, on a customer level, they're like, oh, this person should be fired. But that customer does not live in my business.
Yes,
And
that's
they
right.
don't know how good that team member is, how reliable they are, how much they care. And maybe they just had a bad day.
That's
So
right.
this is where your people skills and your emotional intelligence needs to come in. And then you need to sit down with that team member and say, hey, I understand you made this mistake. What can we do so this doesn't happen again? How
Right.
can we do that? So we have a lot of we ask a lot of open-ended questions. We ask a lot of questions where, we try to teach them how to solve a problem. So because our motto is like the more we train them on every little situation, the more they will know and more comfortable they're going to be in their role, and more ownership they're going to take of their role. And that's what we want. We're not a micromanager. And we have like kind of like a servant leadership. So we serve our team so they can be doing the job that they need to be doing.
And I'm sure that that is very like it, there's probably heavy training on the front end in order, and so you're investing a lot of time in these people. So obviously, when they don't work out, that's a time drain and a time suck for you. So how, like, tell us a little bit about how your hiring procedures go down for a role like this.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
So we hire for attitude and for character, and the rest we can train. So they don't necessarily have to have experience in the industry. That is very important to us. We hire for core value. Like, for example, one of our core values is flexibility. So we're looking for team members who are going to understand that the schedule is a moving target. And if we need to move a client, or if we need to move them from that client, or their schedule is totally going to be changing, we need to for them to understand that you're still getting your hours. We're working really hard to get your hours, but it is what it is. And we all learned after COVID that the world is never going to be the same. So my motto is change is the only constant.
That is for
That's
sure. And I'm sure you're heavily tied to real estate cycles, right? So, and you probably partner up with real estate agents, and there's busy times, and house flipping becomes busy, and then it's slower and all of that. So, I mean, you're kind of practicing what you preach in terms of the attitude. If you've got that attitude, it's pretty hard to get stuck in any one position, which I do see a lot of people right now, like having these little mini pity parties about AI and what it's going to do to them and this and that. And it's like, it's all attitude. You can actually leverage that to transform your business. It can make your processes and your life in general easier, or you can resist it, but it's not going away. I mean, you brought up COVID, so I will say that when COVID happened, there was nothing great about it. But
Yeah.
For like the first time, I remember, not the first time, but again, OCD, very clean. So I would go to restaurants. There wouldn't be enough soap. You know, you'd be running around asking people for soap. And then, like, you're thinking about all the people that work there. And then you're, you know. And so, anyways, after COVID, I remember being like, this is horrible that this happened. But thank God that something started to change, you know, the cleanliness of restaurants and hotels and homes and everything. And I was like, this is here to stay. And you know, a few years have gone by. We forget things very quickly. I'm already starting to see things go back to the way they were before COVID. I mean, it's insane to me. There used to be, you know, hand sanitizer everywhere and, you know, the soap things full. But anyways, I digress.
So I get it, but on the AI, I just want to touch. You brought up a really good point. People who are not going to jump on that wagon, they're going to be left behind. Businesses are going to be left behind. So AI is moving at such a fast pace. And then the way I look at it, remember when the internet came in? And everybody was like, ooh, this is witchcraft and whatever. But look at us now. We cannot live without the internet.
I loved it when people were like, go to www dot, you know, and whatever it was.
We don't even say that anymore. We
I
just
know.
say cleanclubcalgary.com,
I
right?
know,
So,
but I remember like the www is like a big deal. So,
exactly.
you said core value. So it sounds like you've used EOS or something, scaling up something similar. What systems or frameworks have been most effective in helping you kind of scale this business?
So definitely the EOS, we use the EOS system. So we have the VTO, we have quarterly meetings, we have weekly meetings, we have staff meetings. Communication is key. And not only that, but setting goals. So I think what has really, really worked for me as a business owner is I have a very, very simple vision board every year. And the vision board is like, I wanna do 5,000 jobs per year. I want to get 1,000 one-time jobs. I want to get 200 new reoccurring clients. So it's just those numbers and it's in front of me. And I look at it every day. And we have on our weekly meeting, we broke down our numbers into weekly as well. So we don't only look at our numbers monthly, we look at it weekly. And we share the numbers with the team. So just because they clean, they are the ones who are actually doing it. So they need to know how the company is doing. And you know how it is. Sometimes some goals you don't meet. Sometimes you overshoot the goal a little bit. But I think it's just consistency. So you ask, frameworks and all this kind of ideas. I don't think we're seeing anything new. I think what makes a successful business or business owner or person is consistency. You commit to doing something and you consistently do it. So we use Asana, for example, and I have, engagement and culture is very important to me. So I engage with the team every week. Thursdays, I do a video update. It's maybe a minute or two. And, like I share things like, for example, we just applied to be a fair living wage provider here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we were approved, and it's super exciting. So I shared it with the team, and I actually asked them to do a little anonymous survey, just gathering their understanding about fair living wages. And we've been talking about it because this was a goal for the company this year since March. But I still want to know, what do you understand? So how do I steer the conversation, and what do we talk about? So yeah, so just being consistent, being intentional about what you're doing and how you're doing it. I am responsible for people putting food on the table. So if you're a business owner and you understand that, you're just gonna run things efficiently.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're responsible for people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that your consistency and your vision board and all of that, that really goes back to the attitude. I do vision boards too. I do them for business, love, health, work, all in one. I used to do big boards. Now I've kind of narrowed it down to like, I'm looking at it right now. It's right there. It's like a half a board now. And then I leave opportunity for me to make shifts throughout the year. I used to not do that. And I would just be like, this is what I'm going to do. And the thing that I love about vision boards, whether they're business, personal, both, is like, there's something about the just attitude of putting it out there. And I may not get what I put on that vision board that year, but I almost always without fail get it. So like I had a picture of the Blue Lagoon in Iceland on a vision board like 2 years ago. And me and my husband just got back from a almost 2 week Icelandic trip. It was like incredible. So, you know, I love how all of a sudden something happens that you've had on there and, you know, it may not be that year, but it comes for me anyways.
I totally agree with you. And it's so nice when something that you dreamed about, it yeah. comes together. And yeah. and for me, it is a dream to be doing what I'm doing because I have a great team. I love coming to the office and I actually don't prefer working from home
yeah.
Because we're engaged, you know, and things come up every day. And then sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but overall it's just, and that's part of a job. Let's be honest. Some parts we're going to love and some parts are going to be more challenging. Right. But overall it's great. And we have a great team and we absolutely have a great clientele. So I love what I'm doing.
So quickly before you wrap up here, talk about the Clean IQ. Who are you educating?
So we are educating, very interesting how this is a new thing. So sometimes you actually don't know what your target market would be. Mm-hmm. But for example, we've got some renovation companies coming in who want to do the cleaning in-house because we have a module that is post-renovation clean, right? We have people who want to get into the business. We are actually trying to partner with a lot of provincial governments here where they are retraining sometimes people into a new role. So we are trying to train those people who maybe want to be a residential cleaner. And then also we actually just have workshops. So you can actually come in and learn about how to clean a kitchen, how to clean a bathroom. So you might want to be a little bit more efficient and you're like, I spend way too much time on this, but I don't want to pay for somebody to come in here. So let me learn about it, how to do it better.
I mean, it's interesting. There's so many different audiences in that, from business owners who want to learn the business to homeowners who maybe just want to get it done quicker to, you know, I love that. It's more than just a cleaning company. It sounds like there's a real passion behind what you do. Something we recently moved. Moving is so painful, but we had an appliance guy out to fix something, and we got these Italian appliances in our new house because the people who renovated it was during COVID, and you couldn't get American appliances. So we have Fulgor, which is an Italian brand, and one of the things like he taught us was, you know, you spray the rag when you're cleaning the stove. You don't spray the stove because you put the crud on the igniter and then it doesn't ignite as well. And he's like, these parts are really hard to get and they're very expensive. And I was like, who knew? So my cleaners came in and I was like doing the hand motions. I do speak Spanish, but I was like, bona aquí, you know, and and you're right. It is like universal. You could do hand motions and pull it off. So I really love everything about what you're doing. And so what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs and leaders who are just starting their journey?
I think entrepreneurs who are very nervous about things, I see, because I'm also a coach and I see this a lot of times. I think you need to relax a little bit. Like I kind of like to go by, Scarlett and Gone with the Wind, that tomorrow is another day. And we can absolutely postpone problems and solve it on another day. Or if you want to eat your frog like right away, do that, because some situations are very difficult. But overall, try to enjoy. Like, people don't live in the moment. And
Yeah.
then something good happens, you reach a milestone and you don't celebrate. Celebrate
Yeah.
those milestones
Yeah.
because those are very important. And remember them. It's like being young, and then you're never happy in your body because like I'm not beautiful enough. And then you look at your pictures when you're 50 and you're like, oh my God, I should have appreciated myself back then. Yeah.
I'm hot.
Look how hot I was,
Yeah.
right? And just like with your business, appreciate those moments because they're going to go by really quick.
Yeah, I love that. Look at how hot my business is right now instead of 50
Exactly.
years from now. I love that. Okay, and final question. If somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do? Whether it's on the IQ side or, we don't have, actually, we do have some Canada listeners, but not tons, but I think more probably on the IQ side.
Well, as I mentioned, I'm also a coach. I do coach small businesses and service businesses because that's where I'm in. So definitely reach out to me if you are interested. And I am just I'm an avid learner. I love talking to people. So if anybody wants to chat about what they heard and they want to maybe learn more, or maybe they have something to share with me, I'm more than happy to hear that. And they can always reach to me at cleanclubcalgary.com or cleaniq.ca. So I'm on all those fronts, and I'm also on LinkedIn. So people can always find me on LinkedIn under Judith Varag.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here today. It was a great conversation.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.